أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خير خلقه محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. Brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We are in need to focus on the role of the parents with regard to the discipline, manner, and upbringing of the children. Unfortunately, there are many people or parents who are concerned only with the maintenance of their children, with their future, with their education and qualifications. But according to Islamic teachings, according to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders the believers, their concerns about the discipline, about the morality, about the spirituality of their children is much more important. Let's put it this way. Of course, the emotions, the love, and the care for your children is something natural. You wish them every success. But in addition to providing them what they need for their livelihood, accommodation, clothing, food, and other things, we need to work in bringing up and advancing their religious values, ethical issues, and to make them good members in the community. For example, when they mingle with friends and colleagues who are not acting in the right manner, they go with their colleagues to any gathering without even evaluating how good are they, or they are the cause of immorality. So people automatically will be affected with whatever addicted those friends are. Now we find that, unfortunately, in some reports, the Muslim youth, whether in this country or in other countries of Europe, they are jailed or they are severely punished by the law of the land because of their drugs, because them being addicted with some sexual, unacceptable sexual behavior, or even insult or assault. So this is the duty of the parents, whether the father or mother, to concern themselves with whom these youngsters communicate and are associated. When we look at the Imam Ali alayhi salam's advice to his son, Imam al-Hasan alayhi salam, we notice that he warns al-Hasan to be associated with friends who are sinful, those who are crazy and not disciplined, those who are stupid and have less ability to weigh things in the right manner. And this is, of course, the best of advice a father can give to his children. In the same way, a mother is responsible for educating and teaching her daughter, because it is not sufficient that every early morning either the father or the mother, taking the children to the school, coming to collect them around 4 o'clock in the afternoon. The moment they arrive at home, we have to see about their homework and whatever things to do. Then it goes on and on the next day and next week without evaluating their spiritual and moral progress. One of the very important things even is that when the father or any parent notices that there is some sort of unacceptable behavior with the children, they start from the early days to warn them or to discipline them or to direct them to what is right and keep them away from what is wrong. For example, when I notice that the child is greedy, not only accepts what is given to him, his share or her share, tries to extend their hand to other people, other siblings' share, and need more and more, shall we accept it and say, yes, that is the way that this child is doing, or this is his nature, or we have to try to treat this and amend it exactly when, for example, they have some problem with their teeth or from their skin or with their hair. So, normally, people are concerned with any defect which appears in the body or in the appearance of the child, but what about their behavior? Greed is something very, very dangerous. No, another thing which may appear in the attitude or behavior of the child is being arrogant, selfish. So this appears when they treat their siblings or their friends and colleagues, not leaving this responsibility to the school, to the teachers. Of course, teachers at the school are concerned mainly about the curriculum, about the scientific and educational progress, but it is the duty of parents to look after the morality and ethical values of their children. So, when I notice that the child is jealous in a very extreme way, cannot see any progress or praise or anything good with his brother or sister. For example, he is lazy, he is not getting good marks in the exams, but when notices a colleague at school or a sibling at home achieving and going with higher marks, I mean, some sort of negative thoughts, some sort of jealousy burns inside them. So, shall we leave it like that? Or it is the duty of the parents to seriously think about them? So, these are some of the negative points in the personality to be treated, to be cured, to be amended. The other duty which has been mentioned by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by the error-free imams, and repeatedly the parents are reminded to care for it and to be concerned about, is to teach their children Quran. Yes, it is important that Muslims make sure that their children are familiar with the Quran, its recitation, its understanding, and gradually memorizing the Quran, if not the whole Quran, at least the short surahs. Fortunately, nowadays we see sometimes the Saturday schools that are arranged by many mosques, many Islamic centers here in UK and some other parts of Europe. They are taking this responsibility on their shoulders and trying to educate the children with the Quran. We see from the history of our imams that they would pay much attention to this, and it was very usual thing to see that parents, for example, the father, pays some sort of prizes to their children if they memorize one surah and next week another surah and so on. Brothers and sisters, really, it is one of the main duties and obligations of the parents to educate their children, teach them the Quran, and then the very simple principles of ahkam or rulings of sharia. For example, when both boys and girls attain the age of bulugh, they become adults, or they are teenagers, these teenagers are going to face some change into whatever psychological and biological, being on them. So, if we don't teach them in advance about what they will face, of course, they may be given wrong ideas, adopt something from the media, from some people who are supposed to be their role models, but they get the wrong information about this. So, not only teaching the Quran, rather to give them some basic rulings of Sharia regarding what is lawful and what is unlawful, what is obligatory and what is prohibited. And by this, of course, we guarantee that they are walking in the right direction. And what is again important, that we think about those who are advancing and going towards choosing the spouse. We don't say and we don't approve of the blind marriage or the forced marriage that some people or some families are used to it. For example, choosing a girl for their son from abroad, from their old countries, and that is, in their mind, it is something to keep them safe, without thinking about the most important methods of education, bringing up, and whether this is sufficient to bring a girl from abroad, or it must be some sort of match between their mentality, their understanding, the way that they would deal with the problems. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it a must to protect our families, our children. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ. You have to protect your families, your independence, your dependents, and your children. You have to look after them and make them walk in the right path, at least exactly in the same way that you are concerned with their health, with their well-being, with their education. You have to be concerned with their religious education, with moral practice and ethical values. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to comply with our duties. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.